need a long shot for a big score? You need Silly Underdog Picks.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
It may be a long shot, but it's all you've got. It's time to pick your dark horse.
And not your nose.
This is Silly Underdog Picks.
Brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket.
Silly Underdog Picks. Now, on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here. Underdog is here.
It is Silly Underdog Pick time here on this Thursday, December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe, the commissioner, Willie Donick, in the house.
Happy Festivus.
Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. He'll be
I think it's appropriate to bring up Festivus. I saw the clip Of course, Festivus starts with the airing of grievances. There's usually an airing of grievances on this part of the show here.
Very true.
Typically, yes. Chris will be a part of our pregame coverage in East Nashville at Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House from 5 until 7 p.m. Chris, how you doing?
Hey, Buzz. How you guys doing? Y'all doing all right?
Sound like you're in the Christmas spirit.
You're talking to Chris. Dwayne's kind of upset right now, so I'm doing pretty good.
Where is the Grinch?
Man, the Grinch is upset, man. He went and tried to visit Santa Claus at the mall, and they wouldn't let him in, so he's really upset.
I don't blame him. Who do you like tonight?
You know what? I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. I believe the Tennessee Titans are going to win, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because every time they're in this spot, every time they face a quarterback that's hot, they consistently beat those teams. I understand the last couple of games, you know, they lost. But every time they get in this situation, they find a way to win. Look at when they went against the Rams, Stafford was hot, punched them in the mouth. They played against the Bills, Josh Allen was hot, punched them in the mouth. So I just think that this team is just built for that, and they're going to come out with the victory. I think they're going to win 34-10. That's the score I'm going for.
Wow. By the way, the over-under is 44.5. That would be that's about right. That's how the odds makers work. They kind of know what they're doing, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's right at the number. That's good.
Absolutely.
Good call.
Thanks, bud. Thanks, man. All right. Appreciate you.
Kelly Holcomb, quarterback, MTSU, long time in the NFL, now the OC, Riverdale.
What?
Kelly, how we doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Did you know that George Quarles just got named the ETSU football coach?
Did he really? No, I did not. I was wondering who was going to get that. I heard that Jeff Fisher was up for it. Was he not? Or he went and interviewed. I don't know if he was up for it. I heard that he went and interviewed, so I didn't know that. I didn't know if that was the case or not. But I knew that our boy, he quit after Chris Sanders picked his team. So I did not know that George Quarles was in for that job.
Yeah, Randy Sanders, Chris's brother, after Chris picked his brother, he retired. So, yeah.
Well, I have, Willie talked about grievances. I have a grievance right now. You keep winning, so why are we still doing this? I mean, I know that you got an online competition, but why are we, as the experts, I mean, we have just gotten kicked in the face. My teeth are missing. You know, why is this group still doing this?
Kelly is ready to just
is that what you do? You teach your son and your kids to quit?
Here's the deal. Now, at some point when you get our age, you know, enough is enough.
Our age.
You know, I like competing. Well, Chase, you might not be our age, but you know, when you get our age,
you've got to
look at the writing on the wall, and it's just it's a climb that we can't make anymore. We're not there anymore.
Okay, how's everybody feel about that?
I hate you, Darren. I really do.
Wow, that was aggressive.
That's not a good word. Hate. I just dislike you right now. Is that better?
Strong dislike.
Very.
What
very
happened
strong.
To a good handshake and saying good game, good game, good game?
No, because you rub it in.
Yeah. There's no handshaking here because you're the one that's like, hey, look at me. I've kicked your butts all year.
This is the one I hate when he says, oops, I did it again. I can't stand that.
Me?
I want to choke the phone.
Meanwhile, Kelly sits over here.
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
Let me tell you.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
What was that, Elijah?
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
Thank you.
Okay, so just to let the listeners in a little.
I can't stand that.
I have been known in our group text to send a Britney Spears, "Oops, I did it again," when I win a game.
Driving me crazy.
Oh, it's not every week. It's like every dadgum time now. I mean,
"Oops, I did it
again."
We
all want to choke the trash out of you,
man. Oh, yeah, man. I've had to go to Verizon 6 times because I keep throwing my phone out the window. I see Chris there.
6 times.
Tis the season.
Tis the season. Wow.
Oops,
okay.
I did it again. I don't even like that song. Oops, I did it again. Come on, man.
Oh, my gosh. This is the first I've heard that this Britney Spears GIF really fires you guys up.
Yes, it does.
Okay. I guess I'll need to do it again then.
Yeah, you need to keep doing it again because I'm sure you'll win 1 out of 2 or 2 out of 2 this week. I mean, the dartboard is really working for you this year. I mean, it's really working.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Willie, the commissioner, take over. Man, this this room, it's stuffy in this room.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy Festivus from your commissioner, Willie Donacare. The airing of grievances.
Oh, yeah.
Is out there. Silly Underdog Picks brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. We continue to press on into the holiday season online. Let's give you the winner from last week in week 16, Kenneth Coleman from Spring Hill. Congratulations to him. He wins our weekly prize. It is interesting to note that the most popular pick last week was Utah State against Oregon State. So retroactively, it got you no points 2 weeks ago, even though a lot of people picked them before the game was played. You actually got the points this week if you went ahead and picked them. So we had some fun with that last week. The second most popular pick, UTEP against Fresno State. The third most popular pick, Old Dominion against Tulsa. Now, let's get to the picks from our insiders. Kelly Holcomb had the first pick. He took Missouri. 3.5-point dogs against Army in a game played last night, the Armed Forces Bowl. I picked up the action on the final drive of the game. Army trailing by 1. Army not known for the 2-minute offense. Missouri decides to help Army by getting a personal foul face mask with a player going out for a pass. The defensive back just grabs the guy's face mask, trying to hold him up at the line of scrimmage. Very smart play by Missouri. 15 free yards for Army. They work the ball with, I think, their third-string quarterback with all the issues they had. They get it into field goal range, and the guy makes it on the last play of the game. Even if he missed, Missouri had 2 players with the number 6 lined up on the field at the same time, so they would have had a do-over even if they missed the field goal. So great job by Missouri for Kelly. They squander the game. Army wins it. Kelly comes up short. Sorry, Kelly.
And that's how the year's gone.
Like, I was going to say, Kelly, you're right. I will agree with you.
We're at a point of who cares. I was so disinterested in the game, I didn't even watch the flipping thing. We're so far out of it, who cares?
I will say, Kelly has had, I mean, that has been a theme. Like, this is not the first time he's heard the heartbreak, how his team lost this year. Missouri led like the entire game.
I'm over it. I'm over it. Hey, I'm over it.
They goofed. They goofed. Kelly, it's a good thing you didn't watch. You would have been in a bad
mood.
I knew it was going to happen. So
your mood would not have changed if you had watched it.
I've got to get next year. Lord willing, we're all here. I've got to get a better attitude about this. Get a positive vibe going. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, Kelly. We'll work on that together.
A New Year's resolution for 2022.
But that's 2022. We can still be pissed off right now.
Yes, exactly. I am.
How about we all go do couples massages before next season begins?
Darren, I don't want you to take your shirt off, man. Nah. Nah. Stop it.
I'm kidding.
Well, Kelly,
are you though?
You're
swinging a miss.
Kelly, you're not going to be in any better mood when I tell you what happened next. Kelly, Chase did have Utah State, a 7-point dog against Oregon State, and got the W. The Aggies get the Beavers 24-13, and so Chase now vaults into second place ahead of Kelly in the standings. Chase.
Oh, boy.
You're in the number two position.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
It's great to be there, but at this point, nobody remembers who comes in. We're all losers.
After he gave this great speech.
He's a loser!
About being positive. He got more mad.
Cares.
We're savoring the small victories here, the small victories. Because, of course, Darren, in a very boring way, adds 10 more points with Middle Tennessee's win over Toledo, 31-24, down in the Bahamas.
What you got, 220 now?
113. He's up to 113.
That's crazy.
You took one of them away from him.
I mean, it's
wait a minute. Wait a minute. What did you say, Kelly?
Make him happy.
I said we literally took. I mean, I'll admit it. We literally took one away from you, Darren. I mean, go ahead and put it on there. Pile it up, dude. Who cares?
You just heard it. There's your proof, Commissioner. Right there. Reverse it right now. Reverse it.
I think that is your proof. That piece of tape. That piece of tape right there will go.
I am entering
it
into evidence
process.
Right now. Yeah. I'm entering it into evidence. Evidence A, right here. Evidence A, -17. Reverse it, Kamish.
Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo.
If you'll submit your paperwork for the appeals process to our deputy commissioner.
Your paperwork.
It's done.
What are you, a teacher now?
Well, I mean, we have a procedure. This is a very,
Mr. Holcomb, I need your
tight-knit operation.
Please fill out your full name and fill out your homework.
Hey, it's not what you know. It's what you can prove, fellas.
Fair.
I state your name from Animal House. Okay, Chris Sanders had back-to-back picks. He says he goes with Northern Illinois. The Huskies, an 11-point dog against Coastal Carolina, and they really gave it a shot. It was a great game. 47-41, though, the Chanticleers hang on to win. And so nothing doing for Chris. No points for a cover. Then he came back with the Giants in his second pick, 10.5 points.
Thanks.
The dog against the Cowboys with, of course, Mike, don't call me John Glennon, playing quarterback, and 0-for-2 for Chris, unfortunately.
I'm upset about the Illinois one. Man, when they went for the fourth down, I was like, I just walked out the house. I'm like, something crazy is going to happen. Came back in, they were up by 2 touchdowns. I just went to go play with the possums outside and said, forget it. Just play with the possums.
The possums.
Give me some attention. Dang gummit.
You have a little family of possums out there you can go play with?
Yeah. They left me. They said, you're not doing good, so I start playing with the moles. So I do something.
You know it's bad when. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
thanks.
Boy.
Darren did come back to earth by picking the Bears against the Vikings, a 4-point dog. The Bears get the touchdown on the final play of the game to, as a lot of the announcers said, it did adjust some things for some people. Otherwise, the Vikings would have held the Bears without a touchdown. But the Vikings win it. Darren fails to add to his commanding lead.
Oh,
Chase then came back with the Washington football team with a very depleted roster, thanks to the COVID, 9.5-point dogs against the Eagles. And they got beat with some guy named Gilbert playing quarterback that they signed off the street about 4 days before the game. Chase, you couldn't have liked your chances there.
No, I didn't feel good about it at that point, but, you know, whatever.
They did jump up 10-0. The Eagles tried to spot them some points. They did. They turned it over the first couple of times. One of the craziest interceptions I think I've ever seen. A guy drops a 4th-and-1 or 3rd-and-1 pass right in his hands. Easiest pass you've ever seen. He drops it. It hits his foot, and it kicks right to the Washington player. The announcers didn't even see it. Nobody on the field really knew what happened. They reviewed it. Washington comes down and scores a touchdown, but it still wasn't enough. The Eagles came back and won, so Chase gets nothing there. And then Kelly took the Ravens, a 5.5-point dog against the Packers. Again, the razor's edge with the Ravens, the 2-point play. Kelly, you were interested enough to text everybody your opinion of the 2-point play.
I mean, is that all we got for the, like, if you're going to go for two, like, everybody in the stadium that don't know football knows that they're going to try to get it to Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews, yeah.
The corner was, like, not the corner, but the safety. I mean, he just took off sprinting to it. I mean, can we do something else?
I mean, the minute it was snapped, he knew exactly what they were doing. He was running right to the play. Yep.
Yeah, he should have picked it up. Like, that's twice. And I can understand the first game. You know, he said he ran out of DBs. Okay, who knows? I don't know. I mean, I'm not in their meeting room, so he might have. But, like, okay, that's twice you've gone for two. Like, let's just extend it a little bit longer, and maybe you get the, you know, you get the coin toss, and maybe you go down and score a touchdown. Your offense was playing pretty well right there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And even if you got it, you would have had to stop Aaron Rodgers, who still had 42 seconds. So I was for the kick there.
I don't remember who the receiver was, but there was a receiver in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, it was Hollywood.
Literally standing by himself. Yep, standing by himself.
Yep. Yes, he was by himself.
It was Hollywood.
Yep.
Because the safety vacated his spot, and that's where Marquise Brown came in.
That's right. It was Brown.
Frustrating, but, man. Frustrating.
Whatever. By the way, Steven in the Borough on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, I literally just turned on the radio and I hear DMAC recommending couple massages. Wow. Merry Christmas.
Couples retreat, man. Hey, just, here we go.
Need something.
Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. He'll need to go back Kelly and listen to a couple minutes prior to understand where that was coming from.
Well, Kelly does need some form of therapy. After have both of his games came down literally to the last play. Of course, the game basically ended on the two-point conversion that the Packers took a knee after that. So Chase is now in second place with 39.5, Kelly with 37.5, Chris with 14, Darren, of course, far and away in the lead with 113. And if he submits his paperwork, he'll have a 20th win. We move on to week 17. When we come back, Chase will have the first pick, the next round of bowl games, plus, of course, this weekend's action in the NFL. Chase followed by Darren, Chris, and then Kelly will have the back-to-back this week. This is Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Stay tuned. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Oh, yes, Mr. Costanza would fit right in with our panel here on Silly Underdog Picks, presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Classic Seinfeld right there. It is time for picks for week 17. It's all a formality now. It's really just a race for second place. Chase McCabe has moved into that position, the silver medal position, with 39.5 points. Kelly Holcomb in third now in the bronze position at 37.5, just 2 points back. And then Chris Sanders in the copper position, or is it the tin position, in fourth place with 14 points. Either way, he's got some work to do, but still in range to get onto the medal stand. And he knows what that's like, being a sprinter from the Ohio State University. You've been on the medal platform before, haven't you, Chris? Many times?
Yeah, this is too far, though.
Well, you're not going to get the gold, I don't think. Hey, but I think you can still
you
get
the second. You gave me a good pep speech, but, man, you lost me. I'm done. There's no way.
Wait, we had Chris in the last segment. I think Dwayne took the phone or something.
you want Chris back on? Hey, guys, they were going to give it our all in one of them. You're the best
kid. All right, Chase McCabe has the first pick for week 17.
Oh.
All right.
Is this you doing karaoke?
Yes. Yes, it is. That was well done. Wish you could have seen that. All right, I'll lead it off with this. This game actually going to be tomorrow night. I don't think Memphis is all that good.
Memphis.
6-6, and they head to Hawaii for the Hawaii Bowl. It's basically a home game for Hawaii, and they're getting 8.5. And as my good friend Ricky says, home dogs bark louder. Give me Hawaii.
Swing and a miss.
Wow. All right.
Hawaii at 6-7 on the season, but of course eligible to play, is playing in the Hawaii Bowl, of course, as an 8.5-point home dog against Memphis, who comes in at 6-6. So there's a chance that, well, one of these teams is playing to get to at least 500. Memphis, of course, has that dreaded swing game where if you win the bowl game, your record permanently is 7-6. But if you lose, you can say you went to a bowl game, but you finished with a losing record. That's always a bummer. So Memphis, I wonder if they went to the Vanderbilt Hawaii game last night over on the hardwood. I'm guessing no.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
All right. So good luck in that one. Let's move on to Darren McFarlane, who is cruising to the finish line, completing a historic season.
Oh, baby, baby.
Oops.
Go Guardians.
That ending is perfect. I'm not that innocent.
No, he's not.
No, you're not.
Okay. Well done.
See, that gets me right there. Okay. I mean,
what do I do here? What to do? You know, I've noticed the Army win last night over a Power 5 school is the fourth time that's happened over the Power 5s and here recently. And believe it or not, two of the other three times it's happened have been by this team, who happens to be an underdog tonight. That would be UCF. Ooh. Against Florida. Florida's garbage. So give me UCF in 6.5 tonight.
I've got 7 here on my CBS sports line here.
Oh, really?
UCF, oh, a 7-point dog.
No, it must have just changed.
Even better. That's awesome.
I got that. Hang on. Refresh. Right. Hit refresh, Willie. I got 6.5.
Okay, let's get the up to the second. It has just gone down to 6.5. How about that? Very interesting.
Well, they heard the Golden Knights. UCF.
Now, let me just tell you, as a kid that grew up in Orlando as a teenager, the thought of UCF getting a shot to play Florida was a pipe dream. I mean, UCF was always the little kid on the block. They were Division II for a long time. They have built a lot over the last generation. So this is a meaningful game for them, for sure. I don't know where Florida is on the spectrum right now and their level of interest. And this is, of course, something called the Gasparilla Bowl.
Sure.
Can anybody tell me where that is? Where is that?
I think it's
in
Tampa.
Is that in Texas somewhere?
Is it in Tampa?
What is Gasparilla? It's got to be in Florida, right?
It's in the Trop?
I think that's the one that's played in the Trop. Yeah, it might be. They might have moved the location, but I know that's where they used to play it.
Yikes.
And then
It was called the St. Petersburg Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
It is at the Trop.
And here's a very scary question. What exactly is Gasparilla?
You guys might want to turn your phones off about 9:30 tonight, just in case.
I'm just going to block your number.
Because you'll get a Britney Spears GIF if it happens.
So UCF is a 6.5-point dog. Gus Malzahn's crew against the Gators.
You know,
who's coaching the Gators?
I don't think it's Napier, is it?
No, because he coached Louisiana in their last game. I don't know. Whoever their interim guy was.
Okay. Maybe it's Ron Zook.
Maybe Ron
Steve
Zook.
Spurrier.
It's possible.
Even better.
Spur Dog. All right. They might get a better inspirational performance if they bring the Spur Dog back there. All right. Let's go to Chris Sanders with the third pick.
All right. Here we go. This is where I start my comeback to get second. Doesn't even sound right. I don't even sound happy. But, hey, I'm going with Texas Tech over Mississippi State.
Oh, okay.
No, anybody have that?
I looked at it,
but.
That game is Tuesday night in the Liberty Bowl over in Memphis.
Let's go.
Texas Tech is a 9.5-point dog against Mississippi State.
Let's go.
Interesting.
Let's go.
Texas Tech.
I have received a text from someone that I believe we all know. A Gasparilla, a famous pirate. It's really, really well known in Tampa.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
There you go.
Added perspective.
Added perspective. That's very good stuff. All right. We move on to Kelly Holcomb.
Willie, before we start, I don't want the music anymore. I don't want the music this week. I don't need any music.
He wants dry. He wants to go dry.
Be done with it.
Okay. Kelly, back in hurry-up mode again.
Fun sponge.
I mean, hey, we're two-minute offense right now. Let's go. Yeah. I'm picking Purdue, and then I'm going with the Titans. Let's go.
Whoa.
So he's not huddling.
Done. He's done.
No time. No. No.
Two quick passes
bounce.
Right there.
2 minutes. Let's go. I'm not worried about all this. Let's go.
We don't.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Purdue is the third. That's for next week.
Oh, God.
There, Haas.
Yeah, can't take that one.
These are through Wednesday. They are through Wednesday. That's music.
Kelly,
yeah,
trying
here next Thursday.
Can't let you take that
one. Hey, this shows you how uninterested I am in this stuff. I'm looking at it right now, and I was trying to count the days. You said to when?
Wednesday. We go to Wednesday. Through the Wednesday games.
It was next Wednesday.
It's the Music City Bowl here next Thursday.
Gosh. You guys are killing me.
We don't care.
I'm so over y'all. I'm so over this competition right now. It's ridiculous.
Kelly,
okay, there's nothing said. Don't say anything. There's nothing to be said. Just give me West Virginia. Give me West Virginia to beat Minnesota.
We can do that. So instead of having two picks in one stadium.
Talking. Let's just go.
I've never heard Kelly or Chris cuss, and I feel like that is very close to happening.
It is so close.
West Virginia is a 5-point dog against Minnesota in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
What kind of bowl?
Can they guarantee me a win, rate. You think? they can guarantee me a win or what?
It would be nice for you, Kelly. It would be.
Yeah, it
because
would.
You really, I think if you think through this, you really don't want to finish behind Chase. That would be painful for
care.
The entire offseason.
Hey, it's just it's
wow.
The second loser. I've told you that. It's just the second loser. Nobody remembers.
We don't care.
Okay.
Care.
Kelly comes back and takes the Titans tonight. And on the CBS sports line, they are 3-point home dogs against the Niners. All right. Mm. We move on to Chris Sanders for his second pick.
I am going with Houston over Los Angeles.
The Houston Texans are a 10-point dog coming off a win against the L.A. Chargers. That's down in Houston. 10 points. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if the Chargers lose that game, they are going to hear it.
Wow.
All right, that moves us to Darren for his NFL pick.
Well, Kelly took mine. So... I will go with the, you know what? Let's see if they can make it two in a row. Let's go with the Lions, man. The Fighting Dan Campbells.
I was looking at that. I thought somebody would take them. The Lions playing good ball. They're a 5.5-point dog on the road in Atlanta against the Falcons. And then finally, Chase McCabe.
Darren, you ready? Because this one's for you. The Miami Dolphins, the greatest football team.
That's solid. I should have taken that.
Yeah, really. Has the line been adjusted since the news came out?
No, but it will be. But no, it hasn't yet.
So Chase taking advantage of the timing there. The Dolphins, in light of the Saints announcing today that Ian Book is the only quarterback they have available to play in this game, Monday night against the Dolphins. Dolphins still, at the moment, are a 3-point dog against the Saints, who have been playing well. But the Saints are really down to the nub there when it comes to the quarterback position. Simeon
Chase,
out.
You want to trade? I'll give you the Lions right now if you want to make a trade.
Nope. Stay with the Dolphins.
Okay.
Dolphins playing the Titans next week. All right, let's get you the review. In the Festivus-sponsored Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket, here's what we have. Chase McCabe now in second place, trying to hold off Kelly Holcomb for the silver medal, goes with Hawaii, an 8.5-point dog in the Aloha Bowl against Memphis. That's coming up on Christmas Eve. Darren McFarland with the second pick goes in an all-Florida battle. UCF against the big brother, Florida. The Golden Knights, a 6.5-point dog against the Gators. Who in the world is coaching the Gators? We don't know. But UCF with Gus Malzahn looking to get one there over in Tampa in the Gasparilla Bowl. In a place that once upon a time, Terry Crisp would lead his Tampa Bay Lightning out on the ice. Chris Sanders picking third goes with Texas Tech, a 9.5-point dog against Mississippi State in the Liberty Bowl. Then Kelly, a very frustrated, a lot of angst, goes West Virginia, a 5-point dog against Minnesota, comes back with the Titans tonight against the 49ers. Titans are a 3-point dog. The Mountaineers are a 5-point dog against the Gophers. Kelly trying to get back into second. Then Chris Sanders going with the Texans, a 10-point dog against the L.A. Chargers, playing at home. Darren McFarland comes back and tries to take the Lions, a team that's been playing some pretty good football lately. They're a 5.5-point dog in Atlanta against the Falcons. And then finally, Chase McCabe. Yesterday, he goes with the Dolphins as his number 10 team in the NFL, then sees that they're a 3-point dog against the Saints, despite the Saints today announcing they've got basically no quarterbacks other than the rookie, Ian Book. He'll take Tua and Co., a 3-point dog. Remember, you can play online with our contest at thegamenashville.com. Make your picks before Saturday morning at 10. It's always a lot of fun. Those are our picks for week 17 of the competition. Gentlemen, Merry Christmas and good luck.
Nobody, no comments? All right, guys.
You get nothing. I want to say Merry Christmas to you.
Good
it wasn't saying
day,
you.
Say that again,
hey,
Chris.
I want to say Merry Christmas. I don't know what to do with this. I got kind of scared. But just want to say, say Merry Christmas to you guys. Hey, love working on you guys. And this is the present that I want to give to Darren.
There it is.
Hey, guys, Merry Christmas, and guess what? Bye.
Merry Christmas, Kelly.
Kelly Holcomb and Chris Sanders, good stuff as always. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk a little bit more about this Titans 49ers game tonight at Nissan Stadium. But first, Willie, you're going to tell everybody about Lee Company.
All right, let me do just that. Lee Company, of course, always ready to help you. 615-567-1000. We've talked about home maintenance. We've talked about the home maintenance plan. We've talked about general maintenance at home or at your business. How about this? If you've got a renovation project, home improvement, maybe something you want to announce to the family, gift your family during the holidays, the people who can execute this plan are waiting for you at Lee Company. New bathroom, upgrade the kitchen, that kind of thing. Call 615-567-1000 and get that department for Lee Company. They can help you with that. They're a huge sponsor of our coverage of the Nashville Predators. Excited to get things going again on December 27th down in Dallas. You'll hear them as part of our radio coverage sponsorship, and we certainly appreciate that. Lee Company, happy holidays from them. 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com. Let their decades of expertise go to work for you.
Back here on Darren Donica Chase, our show is presented by Gratian CBD. Gratian CBD products curated for life. Ian Rapoport from NFL Network, NFL.com, put out on NFL.com that Derrick Henry has been recovering well enough, per his sources, that the Titans would consider bringing him back for week 18 if they need to win a game to reach the playoffs. So Ian Rapoport continuing to put stuff out about Derrick Henry, and it does seem like there's been enough people hinting, right? Whether it's in the booth or Ian Rapoport or Adam Schefter, that it looks like, I feel pretty good that this team is probably going to have him for the playoffs. At least it seems like if they're willing enough to put this out there, somebody's telling them that. And these big national guys that aren't in the business, these type of guys, Ian Rapoport, Adam Schefter, and the booth in their game on Sunday, they're not It's not shock jock, right? It's not shock jock radio.
Right.
It's not people looking for attention.
It's not out of thin air. It's not out of thin air. It's an informed opinion.
It's not grasping at straws.
But here's the other thing, though. It shouldn't be a surprise. If you listen to anybody at the beginning of this thing, they said somewhere 10 weeks was a very reasonable timetable, and the final week of the regular season is the 10th week. It would be 10 full weeks since the injury. So that's almost a conservative, because I heard people were saying 8 to 10 weeks. Am I wrong in that? People were saying an 8 to 10 week injury. This is 10 weeks, so they're giving it extra time. Now, the intriguing thing to me is that this report, anyway, is if they have to win the game.
Yeah.
And let's say if they have to win the game to get into the playoffs, that would be alarming if that's the case.
I agree.
That would mean that they're in
things have gone, the wrong way.
Yeah. Their magic number is still 2 with the Colts just to win the division. But the other thing that makes me think is they're willing to just ride it out and wait another week just to be sure if they're in the playoffs by then. And that would be an interesting decision to have to make. It's like, wouldn't you want to get them a little bit, even if it's just a few carries, to build up to the playoffs in that game? I think that would be an interesting decision to have to make.
I don't.
Or just bring them back having not played at all in a playoff game.
They could win the division, by the way, this weekend. I mean, they can win
it
tonight.
It could happen this
week.
Win
the game tonight and the Colts lose on Saturday, they win the division. It's done.
So did you see Ian Rappaport's other tweet that just came out about 3 minutes ago?
No.
Ian Rappaport, the Titans are activating wide receiver A.J. Brown from injured reserve to play today versus the 49ers per Cameron Wolf and me. Brown went on IR with a chest injury but had no setbacks in practice this week.
I asked Cameron Wolf, who joined us yesterday, if he thought A.J. Brown was going to play, and he said yes, I believe.
He said absolutely yes. Yeah.
So there you go. If the Henry stuff is interesting, because Ian Rappaport continues to report that there is a chance he's going to come back and all of those things, whereas you have Schefter that has pretty much stood by that he won't. So I find it interesting, with this. I see no reason to bring him back for the regular season if they're in the playoffs. Absolutely none. Just wait, and if he's available and you know that he's good to go and there's going to be no setbacks for the future, then let's gear up for the playoffs and have him there. But I see no reason to bring him back for the regular season unless they just completely bomb the next few weeks.
Yeah, I am not in the camp of he needs reps before the playoffs. Forget all that stuff. I say just let him keep healing. Let him heal. The more time, the better. I say if they don't need him, we'll see you in January.
Okay.
Well, January is still the regular season. We'll see you in postseason.
Does he have
now?
Let me ask.
Here's another question for you. They'll be playing the Texans in this game. What if your seed could improve with a win? Is that incentive? If he's ready to go, he's telling you, "I'm ready to go." Would that change your thinking?
From what seed to what seed?
Let's say the 4 seed to the 3 seed.
It's a good question. Because
I think it's going to need to be a little bit more juicier than that.
Because he's historically really good against them. So it's a good question. Now, the other thing I was trying to find out.
If you want to tell me for the 1 seed, okay. If you want to tell me for even the 2 seed, okay. Let me think about it a little bit more.
It's hard for me to see them getting the 1 seed at this point. But going from 4 to 3 to 2, that could be in there. If the Bills beat the Patriots, and the Bills all of a sudden are the division leader in the East, if they can pull that off, that helps. That makes the 2 seed very gettable for the Titans here.
Does he have any kind of...
Don't forget, the Chiefs have a huge COVID problem right now, a very big COVID problem.
Yes, they do. Does he have any kind of roster bonus? Do we know, like, if he gets to 1,000 yards, because he's close to that, like, does that give him any kind of bonus? I know if you're Vrabel or you're the coaching staff, you don't look at that, but he might.
But if he's 100% cleared from the medical and he's ready to go, I think there's an argument to work the rust off a little bit. I think there would be a benefit. There's risk in that, but there's also a benefit in that. Maybe. But this is all based on information we won't have in terms of, you know, how ready is he? Is he just barely ready enough to play, or, you know, is he, are the doctors saying, look, it's as good as it's going to be at this point. If he can handle it, he's going to handle it.
Yeah, but are they also saying he, you know, there's not a, he can't re-injure it? I mean, I know you can re-injure
it.
Well,
he can re-injure it. He can re-injure it. There's no question.
I guess what I'm saying is, are they going to be able to say there's a better chance that you re-injure it now and less of a chance if you wait until, you know, next year?
One week. You know, I don't know what 1 week would do.
I said next year. No, I said, like, that. That's my concern. Like, is there?
Well, I think if they're at, if, like, he's going to come back and play in the playoffs. That decision's been made. The question is, how does he prepare himself to be in the playoffs and effective in the playoffs? I think they're still another week or two away from really delving into the details of where they're going to be, what they've seen from him. I think it's a really interesting decision, because let's also throw this out there. For over a year, we talked about the workload, and this is a workload-related injury, and they're having to live with that. You know, you can have all the theories you want about the turf in Indy, and that's one thing, but it's a stress-related injury on his foot. So I think anything you get from here on out, there are question marks. Even next year, if he doesn't play again this year, people will wonder, will he ever be the same?
Yeah, there's no way you're ever going to answer those questions. So
right. So that's
worrying
what I'm
about, can he re-injure it? Is it going to affect? Yeah. Like, you,
if he's
it's
medically
impossible.
Cleared to play. You got to play.
You gotta,
and just find
you
out.
Yeah, there's yeah. There is no. Can you do more?
You can't go back.
You're just throwing darts. Like, you have no clue. So, to me, that's not even in play. I think what's interesting is the flip side is that's giving the really good side. Titans win, Colts lose. Wow, yay, win the division. Yeah, but what if they lose tonight, and what if the Colts win? Things are going to get very, very hairy down the stretch, because then you've got a Dolphins team that probably has got a really good shot now of beating New Orleans. Ian Book is going to make his first ever start, and it's going to be talking about a Dolphins team that, oh, by the way, has won 7 in a row after starting off 1-6, right? Didn't they start off the season 1-6?
Yep.
And could be winners of 7 in a row. And, oh, by the way, they're thinking about the playoffs. And now
Definitely.
All of a sudden things are getting really – because, I mean, the Texans game is going to be a win, but you still got to find another win somewhere.
Well, the other thing, you do have a pathway as a wild card as well. But I don't think you can count on the Colts losing at this point. I think you want to take care of it yourself.
You got to win the division,
tonight,
man. You got to win the division.
Two.
You got to. You can't do all this and not win the division. I think that
all,
would be
all of what?
All this body of work. I mean, you've built this humongous cushion to watch it all go away.
Yeah, I mean that would be
that would be really disappointing. I mean, I know that you say, well, in the playoffs is in the playoffs. Like, okay, but. Gosh, man, that's not going to feel very good. Like I've said before, not all wins feel the same, not all losses feel the same.
But I've said this all along. This isn't anything new for me. I do think that no matter how you're in, if you tell me you have Derrick Henry, you have AJ Brown, you have Bud Dupree, you're healthier than you've been in a long, long time, I think you could be the 6th or the 7th seed and still make some noise in the playoffs. They've proven they can do it before, so I'll take it. I'm not gonna cry if they're in as a wild card.
Yeah, I mean,
based on what they've been through, it wouldn't be ideal at all. You're still your magic number is 2. Win 2 games, and you're the division champion. But if you get in as a wild card, I still think you got a chance if you have your guys.
Well, if they, I mean, again, actually, your magic number could be 1. It depends on what the Colts do. If the Titans win tonight and the Colts lose on Saturday, then you are the division champions. It's done.
By the way, Arizona saying
that's the idea of the magic number. A win or a Colts loss lessens the number.
I just
don't see the Colts losing.
read in the last couple of minutes, Arizona saying that James Conner and Rondale Moore will be game time decisions. Yikes.
I told you guys that earlier in the week that James Conner is hurting. Yikes. They already lost Hopkins.
Yikes.
They've lost TJ Watt. I lost JJ Watt weeks ago. They haven't been through the fire very many times as a franchise. I think this is an interesting spot for them.
Well, if they crumble again, it's going to be the new knock on them, right? They get off to these fast starts, and then they crumble in the second half of the season.
Yeah, there's some demons there.
Yeah.
Mental.
Yeah. Whew. I don't know. Boy, that's good news, but I personally, I hope that they're not using him in week 18. I mean, I think everybody's starting to feel pretty good that he's going to be back. I mean, I just don't think this stuff would be out there if there truly was, you know, if it was just completely up in the air. Who knows? Could go one way or the other in the next couple weeks. That stuff isn't out there. They have to be feeling – somebody's got to be feeling pretty good behind the scenes for that stuff to be getting floated out there. So I'm starting to feel pretty good that he's going to be available at some point here in the near future. I just hope that he's not available until postseason. In other words, they don't need him. I prefer them not waste Derrick Henry on the Houston Texans. That's just me personally. I think that's a waste and a huge risk. And I know you're saying, well, risk, you lose, you might not even get in, or, you know, you could be the last team in, or, you know, you got to win the game. Like, I get it, but, man, I just think that's, once again, that's pretty disappointing considering they've been in the driver's seat all year. And if we're talking about that in the last week of the season, that's not going to feel great. It's going to feel more disappointing to me than the other side of feeling good of, oh, well, you know, just do this and you're in. Yeah, but, man, squandered. You know, it's going to feel like a wasted opportunity because they really have been. We've been talking about this team, you know, being in the one seed spot, in the driver's seat, forget win the division, possibly the one seed, and now you're talking about all that. Boy, I hope it doesn't come down to that. But only time will tell. We'll come back, Elliot Friedman, to begin the fourth and final hour of Darren Dunnick and Chase. That's next.